Welcome to Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be learning Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor begins with laws specific to the Kohanim. It talks about the Kedusha, the holiness, the elevation of the Kohanim. It begins with who the Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with in terms of the relatives that have died. He has to guard himself, who he is allowed to be metame, who he is not. Speaking about the Kohen Gadol, who is even higher level and not allowed to come into contact with any one of his relatives who have died. The parsha then moves to looking at the Kohanim as individuals who serve in the Beit HaMikdash, how they have to be careful, those who have different types of blemishes, and the Chumash describes what they are not allowed to serve. Likewise, blemishes in animals are not allowed to be offered to the Beit HaMikdash either. As Rabbi Lev speaks about, the Chumash, the Torah, is very into the idea of shlemus, the idea of wholeness. So, for example, if we had a large wedding challah that was cut up and a small roll, which is preferable to say hamotzi would be the small roll because it's shalem, because it's whole. And the Chumash here is underscoring this idea of shlemus, of wholeness. We then have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, that we have to live a life of sanctifying the Ribono Shel Olam, and that has many implications in terms of living on Kiddush Hashem, as well as dying on Kiddush Hashem. Major part of the parasha is in Parakaf Gimel, the Moadim, the different festivals, starting with Pesach, moving into Sfiras HaOmer, into Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and this is the source of a lot of the halachas connected with the Moadim, with the holidays are found here. It's fascinating, within this section you have psukim that almost sneak up at us, and how careful a person has to be about giving that which belongs to them, to the ani, to the ger. This is right after Shavuos, before Rosh Hashanah, u'bekutzrachem iksir artzachem lo techaleh pa'atzadecha. And one has to be careful when one is celebrating and one is indulging in pleasure of the yantif meal. We cannot forget the poor, the destitute, and those who need our help. And it's a message ad hayom hazeh. And then finally, the parasha ends with the story of the Mekalel, son of Shlomi bat Divri, who is from an Egyptian father, who plants himself in Machane Dan, and he's told he's not allowed to be there. It goes after the Beis Avos, the father's house. And he curses Hashem, because I'll bring a number of ideas why he cursed Hashem. And he's ultimately skila, he's put to death. It's very fascinating that it's only one person in the entire experience of the Jewish people in Egypt, of one woman who had relations with a Mitzri, with a Egyptian, and that shows you how circumspect Klal Yisrael were in Egypt to maintain higher standards. And Chazal say that this is because both Sarai Imenu, being in Paro's house, remained faithful, as well as Yosef HaTzadik, and they were the paradigms of Maisa Avot, Siman Labanim, that they set up for their children afterwards. If we focus in on one pasuk, we take a look at the idea of Sfiras HaOmer. So when it talks about bringing the Korban HaOmer, the Chumash tells us in Perakaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ve'nifet HaOmer Lifnei Hashem, that you wave this Omer. The Omer was the offering that was brought from the Se'orah, from the barley that was brought on the second day of Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash, and Vasitem B'yom HaNifchem Et HaOmer Keves Tamim. And on the day that you wave the Omer, this is the Korban that you brought. And then the Chumash goes on to tell us, Usfartem lachem imacharat ha-Shabbat, you shall count from the day after Shabbos, which we know is Yantif, miyom haviyachem et Omer ha-Tnufa, from the day that you brought the Omer wave offering, Sheva Shabbato Tmimot Tiena. You should then count 7 complete weeks, and then on the end of the 7th week, Bikraftem mincha chadasha la-Hashem, you bring a mincha to the Ribono Shel Olam. You bring this mincha from the wheat and not from the barley. What's the emphasis on the tnufa, on the waving? And why indeed do we call this count Usfartem Lachem? Why do we count it Sfiras HaOmer? Why are we focused on the original sacrifice, which kicks off the counting, this Omer, this barley sacrifice? What is the Sfiras HaOmer all about? So the Nesiva Shalom has a very beautiful mimer where he speaks about the focus is on tnufa. The focus is on the waving. What is waving all about? And it was waved in all the directions. We know that when the Levim were initiated into their service, Aaron HaKohen lifted each one of them up. Ve'nif, he waved them as well. Waving is an initiation process that enables one to move from being down here in this world to a higher stature, to a higher level. Our job is ve'nif. The time of Sfiras HaOmer is about waving ourselves. It's about initiating ourselves into a higher domain. And that's the emphasis on Sfiras HaOmer. The Omer is the food of the barley, is the food of animals. The Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos is the food of humans. Our job is about Sfiras HaOmer. It's counting from that moment of Omer, from the animalistic part of ourselves, to count. How are we capable of Ve'hinif, Tnufa? How are we capable of waving and lifting ourselves above the very physical aspect of ourselves and be able to enter into the sphere on Shavuos, to be moving into the realm of the animal food of the Shtei HaLechem? Indeed, Rav Schwab Zatzal Mayan Beit HaShoeva points out in Parshas Re'eh that we know that the description of bringing the Omer is at the time that the sickle hits the standing grain. And he says, we learn from here, Chazal tell us that when you count Sfira, you count standing. And he notes that this is really metaphorical for ourselves. Lying is a sign of laziness. Lying is a sign of passivity. Standing is breaking our nature and moving upward. And this really is the challenge for moving from the animalistic parts of ourselves to breaking that nature, to be able to stand, to be able to be upright in the service of Hashem. Mesillas Mevavim, Rav Eisenberger describes it as the difference in the way a human is formed to the way an animal is formed. A human has their head on top. They have the ability to look upward and recognize where are their she'ifos, where are their aspirations and goals. Animals' heads, when they walk, are usually facing toward the ground. The animal is focused in on their instincts, on the physicality. Humans have the ability to look up and to see that we can become godly. The tnufa, we have the ability to wave, to move beyond. And indeed, my friends, this is the bracha that we say every morning. In the Birkos HaShachar, we say the bracha that Hashem is Zokev Kefufin. He makes straight those who are bent. And this is the appreciation that we have the ability not to walk around bent over like animals. You almost wonder when you see people on their phones, you know, walking around, which posture they're in. That we have the ability to be a melech. A melech stands for moach, Leiv Kaved, that our head is over our heart, which is over our liver, our desires, and we have the ability to be controlled. Sfiras HaOmer is counting towards Shavuos, but we count backwards. 14 days of the Omer, 16 days of the Omer. These are 14 days, 16 days that I've been successful in overcoming different aspects of the animalistic parts of me. The parts of me that get pulled down into the physical world, that I have been successful to a little extent to break away from that and to move into the world of aspiration, move into the world of tzufa, into the world of movement, of closer to Hashem. A second idea of the focus on Omer is from the Chasam Sofer, who points out that Omer stands for Einayim, one's eyes, Me'ayim, one's stomach, and Rosh, one's head. These three correspond to the three aspects that take a person out of this world. Hakina, Hataiva, Vakavot. One's eyes represent the kina, the jealousy. I look at other people and I see what they have and I see what they've accomplished and I'm jealous. Me'ayim, the stomach, is obviously my taiva, to eat this fancy food and to consume this. And the Rosh, the head, is obviously the manifestation of kavod, of the way people view me. The time of Sfiras HaOmer is the time to Omer HaTnufa, to raise myself, to wave, to move beyond that which is pulling me into the world of Kina, Taiva, and Kavod, and to work on three dimensions that I can be lifted up. The Omer HaTnufa, I can be lifted up from being brought down to these things to use these very same aspects. The Kina for Kina Sofrim, the Taiva to be able to accomplish what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, to bring Kvod Shamayim into this world. That is our challenge. That is our focus. And finally, why is this period called the Omer HaTnufa, the time of the waving? So we know, the Esh Tamid Rav Druk brings, as well as others, Omer is reminiscent to us from another place in Chumash. And that's Omer LaGulgolet, Omer being an amount. The Omer that was for everyone's head count in Parshat B'Shalach, in a reference to the man. The Omer reminds us that just like the man was tailor-made for every single person, the one who got a lot didn't come home with all that, and the one who gathered a little, somehow it expanded, that it was tailor-made for every single person, the exact amount. The Sfiras HaOmer is to remind us that as we enter into the freedom from Egypt, as we embrace the lifestyle of Torah each and every year, we have to remind ourselves of the specific hashgacha prati, the divine intervention that Hashem has in our lives, that a person gets exactly what they need in this world, and that Hashem is intimately involved in our lives. Every night when we say, you know, today is 3 days of the Omer, 10 days of the Omer, it's not just the Omer on one level, to move away from the physicality, to move away from Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. It's also in the Kum V'Aseh, in the positive way, the Omer reminds me, let me move closer to that realization of feeling Hashem's presence in my life. Let me move to that realization of the Omer LaGulgolet. Let me live a man-type existence spiritually in my life, to feel how Hashem is taking care of me and allowing myself to utilize this feeling to have a much deeper connection with Hashem.